So, as we open to our highest essence, imagine there being a bright star or a bright flame that represents your holiness, it represents your light. Excuse me, that represents your golden exposure. So this, in fact, is our divine essence, our divine self, that is preparing us and providing for us. So the providing, the provisions, is our alchemy. It's our grand salute. So this is where we've been operating out of unconscious drives, unconscious beliefs, and these are to be exposed. So the energies, we probably need Carmen to explain all this, but the energies that are presenting are really coming forth for a quickening and for resolution for some of the karmic influences and patterns that really have been dominating our personality self up to now. So just imagine finding out that you have another speed in your vehicle, or you have turbo or whatever it is, and you just never realized it was actually there. And it's like, how? Look at this. So in essence, this is what we're calling forth to be the catalyst for witness, to be the catalyst for energy exchange. So they're showing me the Chariot card. And this is where, and I literally have like Chariot of Light. So this is where our higher self, instead of dreaming from our past beliefs, from the matrix, from generational protocol, we're bringing forth a new delicacy, a new essence. So what we're also receiving in order to make this happen is undue witness, in English, power. So on the one hand, we're relieving ourselves of old tendencies, and it's going to happen. This is like quick, fast, like it's going to come upon you, like you don't even have time to think. And this is the point, to drop the thoughts and to go into the heart. So when they were having us picture the flame, the star, it's really realizing that we are being guided and spoken for. So as we will attest to our heavenly value, this is allowing ourselves that quickening of inspiration, that quickening of that expansive gesturing. Come here, my love. That all is waiting for us. So remember, we're moving with the tides, we're moving with the sacred witness, and we're performing miracles in our midst. So in other words, we have strength upon us where it's going to feel surprising to us. It's like, did I just do that? Did I just say that? Did I just claim that? And we're going to be a little bit taken aback because we're stepping out of the false self. So in other words, it's sort of like someone handing you stamina or ammunition or truth. And okay, here, use this. And you do it so quickly, you don't even realize what's happening. So as we will receive ourselves in joy, when I say receive ourselves in joy, I literally have this beautiful bow that's being tied on this present that's being presented to us. And the present, of course, being our own higher self, our own holy witness, because this is what we have guaranteed. So, you know, like you purchase something and it's like, there's a guarantee, it doesn't work, just return it. This is what we have guaranteed. So we want to receive this because we've each been, we're being roused out of our sleep. So instead of just functioning out of the personality self, functioning out of the old beliefs, we guaranteed, when we took on this incarnation, we guaranteed to bring forth this victory, to bring forth this karmic resolution where we're like signing, we're aligning, we're shifting to our holy advancement. So we want to feel this. We want to like realize this was the game plan all along. It's almost like training with something that's just like the training. material, and then it's like, okay, ready to play the game. Well, the whole idea is to play the game. So as we will receive our self-assurance, this is not the lower personality self, this is the higher self. So this is our I Am presence. And what we're receiving is the truth of endorsement. So we really want to understand the spiritual backing that we have brought with us, in a sense, and we are allowing it to chime in. Allowing it to chime in. Now, I want to explain why I was getting tongue twisted is it's the energy where, in order to bring forth that phrase, in order to bring forth that energy, I had to leave my old self-endorsement. In other words, how I would perceive myself with my linear name, with my linear story, with my birth, all this, and receive my glory. So it's a very new and exciting and upgraded and uplifting and inspiring twist of fate. But there is a twist. So it's like leaving the past, leaving the old energy frequency alignment where we stay safe, do the same thing in and out, very predictable, into our new arena. So just imagine a horse, a dog, or something. You suddenly let them in a new area where they get to play. It's like freedom, freedom to go exploring, to try new volley. In other words, there's more room to run. There's more room to roll. There's more room to exercise our own holy advancement. So we want to receive that light. We want to receive that holy engagement and to feel the fullness of our heavenly value. So this is where, remember, we're getting the chariot, we're getting that light, where we're getting that new persuasion, where as we drop the mind, where it's like, well, let me think this through. they're saying like a wing and a prayer, meaning that we're following truth, we're following heavenly gaze, we're following our new engagement. We're following our new engagement. So we're aligning with our truth, not the fear, not the old formatting. Like, I can't believe I just did that. I can't believe I just said that. I can't believe I just walked away from what no longer served me. So as we will receive our new engagement, and so we're allowing that light, that flicker, to flame, to grow, to aspire, to cast on all shadows. So cast on all shadows is we make the going easier because we're aligning with our heavenly gaze. We're aligning with our truth. We're aligning with our applause. We're aligning with our new capacity. We're stepping out of time. Stepping out of the old personality self into our holiness, into our awareness. So they're saying to slumber not. Slumber not is stay awake. So the staying awake is to stay prepared. In other words, to stay in the moment. To stay in the moment and to feel the surge of loveliness. Feel the surge of accuracy. Feel the surge of new engagement. So I've got the Ace of Wands. So this is the beginnings. The beginning of a new assertive strength, value. So as we will receive our new harmonics, again, we're opening up to new capacity. We're having the strength to do this. Everything's aligned in our favor. And it's happening in a quickening where We don't even have time to think. We just move forward. We graduate. We advance. So allow these energies to commingle with your advanced self, with your grace, with your aptitude, with your capacity to serve love. Each of us have places where we've been, they're saying to slumber not. So each of us have, remember that dog, that horse had a new range, had a new field to frolic, to run, to jump, to tumble, to enjoy themselves. Now enjoy isn't, I just go on vacation. Enjoy is feeling our strength, feeling our victory, feeling our ability to say, yes, I can. To have that freedom of motion, freedom of movement, freedom of choice, freedom of value, freedom of purpose. So allow these energies to commingle and be absorbed in full readiness. Says in receiving everyone, I just receive everyone in their glowing presence, meaning your light. So we want to receive that beyond the historical past, beyond the story, beyond the this is my name, this is where I live, beyond all of this, into our true essence, into our true self. So allow these energies to stir you, to strengthen you, to evolve you. Not evolve you into something that isn't you, to help you see, recognize, and identify your true place of origin, your true place of wealth, your true capacities. Let us receive. So again, it's not for a specific, what is this going to do? Because this is affecting us on all levels, all areas. It's affecting our receivership, our understanding of self, in relationship too. Remember, everything is our consciousness. Allow these shifts to be easy. Easy. I didn't even think to hold back. I just said yes. I just walked away. I just claimed. I just let go. I just stood up. Honoring our truth. Honoring our all-knowing presence. Now I've got the Ace of Pentacles. We're going to go through all the aces. Again, creating in form. Pentacle, material. So that pentacle actually took off and it started spinning. It just started spinning, just the way you would sometimes see a crystal spinning. So what they're saying is our ability to magnetize, create, is increasing. Greatly increasing. So when we look at a situation and it's like, oh gosh, I'm going to need 10 bulldozers in 10 years. Our ability to manifest and magnetize put some words, it's never been in our incarnation. We've never experienced these energies before. So again, we're allowing truth to serve in all ways, create in alignment with our divine riches, our divine self. And as we do this, we bring forth the new creative essence, the new creative establishment. So again, we're doing this as to serve the all, not just for our own individual likes and pleasures, but for everyone's victory, for everyone's homecoming. So we're holding that intention as we serve, as we commence, that all of our steps, all of our engagements are serving all our brethren, all our beautiful brothers and sisters, so that may everybody know their strength, their power, their light, be able to disengage from the concepts of lack, separation, step into their truth with ease, with ease. So we're dedicating the merit for all to witness and receive. So it is. All right, so